It's time to move on, though, because 10 Suffolk charities have been brought under one umbrella as the start of this month comes into play. Community Action Suffolk joins together groups including the Suffolk Association of Voluntary Organisations and Suffolk Acre. The new chief executive is Nikki Thompson. Hello, Nikki.
Hello, thank you for inviting me here today.
Well, no, thank you for coming in today. Tell us a little bit more about Community Action Suffolk, then.
Well, this is day two for Community Action Suffolk. 10 voluntary organisations have merged into one super organisation that will be providing services for the voluntary and community sector across Suffolk. Some of the organisations that have merged in have actually been providing services to communities for over 70 years. So this will be a real opportunity for us to provide services, not just in some locations across Suffolk, but to all communities across Suffolk.
So, I mean, people will look at this and say, OK, interesting, 10 charities coming together as one. Can you really provide the same level of service to their users as was previously available when it is such a large organisation? How are you going to do that?
Well, we found that some of the services that are being provided, for example, are in just one area. I'll give you an example. Framlingham Volunteer Centre. Actually, there might be somebody in Haverhill that wants to volunteer in Framlingham. So actually, by coming together, we can provide a consistent and increased service across Suffolk and use our resources together. So we're quite confident that we can provide services in a more consistent way.
And is this a sign of the times? Is this just a fact that, you know, it is... as many people will know, incredibly tough to run a charity at any time, but particularly at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, I've just come from another charity where we saw nearly 40% decline in individual donations. And clearly that's a very sort of similar picture in Suffolk. So very much this merger is in response to a continuing difficult economic climate. But this has been led by staff and trustees who actually felt they wanted to come together and actually respond to that difficult climate so that we could continue to provide services for communities with obviously a smaller purse.
Yeah, so you're merging background support, backroom support in terms of accounting and the like.
I mean, we only came together yesterday, so it's still very early days for us. But yeah. I'll give you one example. We've already saved £7,000 across the 10 organisations on insurance just by coming together. So that's just one example of how we can be more effective. I'm sure there's going to be plenty more as we merge all of those back office functions.
Do you think it's inevitable that other charities will have to look at partnership working in the future?
Absolutely. We are not alone. Many other infrastructure that's charities like ours that provide support to other charities have already merged. We've seen that in Wiltshire, for example, and in Hertfordshire. I think it's very much a sign of the times that charities will have to look at how they can be more effective if they want to continue doing what they do so well to help their communities.
So you come from the charity sector. You are new, though, to our county, aren't you? So welcome, first of all. It'll take you a little while to get used to it. You're probably about 30 years and you won't be a newcomer anymore.
Are you looking forward to day 11 in the county.
Are you looking forward to getting out there and having a look at the task that's in front of you?
Absolutely. I'm off to Framlingham tomorrow. I'm off to Haverhill the day after. Next week, I'm off to Lowestoft. So I very much see my role as trying to find out what community groups need from us as a new infrastructure organisation across Suffolk. And we really want to hear from the communities that we support. It's business as usual from our perspective, but clearly we are going to be transforming and changing the way we deliver service so we can produce them or provide them in a more effective way. But yes, it's my intention to get out and about. I've heard this is a rather beautiful county. So
it is, it is. And I was teasing earlier when I said it was grim up north, because I think you might have a bit of northern connection.
Derbyshire, actually.
Well, it's not north at all, is it? Thank you very much indeed for coming
thank
in.
You.
Nikki, good luck with it. Nikki Thompson from Community Action Suffolk. Yeah, we wish you well. No doubt we'll speak again at some point in the future. It's